Hello, everyone. This is Caffeinated Psychosis, and I'm Austin Horrigan. What are you thinking? Right now. Write it down, or just hold on to it. Do you got it? What is it? Is it interesting? Would you share it with a random stranger? Why? Why not? Not many people do. I can't say I know for certain, but I'd place the onus on fear. Fear of being judged, misunderstood, or shut down. Maybe we have too much hanging on what people think of us, or the consequences of compromising the integrity of our barriers are just too high. In spite of this, or maybe because of it, on May 2nd, I set out for the Macon County Courthouse, equipment in tow, and was determined to get people to tell me the random stuff that was on their mind. I had a scheme to capture people's attention. I was offering to buy their thoughts, for a penny each. I didn't know if it was going to work, but I was determined to try. And I had one of the most interesting experiences of my entire life.
What gas prices?
Well, what's this going for?
So, what's the idea of this, though? I mean, like,
what am I supposed to tell you? What do you think, young lady?
I don't know.
One penny for one thought? What do you think?
What thoughts do you want?
Anything. Anything that's on your mind. I don't care what it is.
Girl, I don't know what.
I'm a true Irishman, so when you know when I say it's a lucky penny, it's a really lucky penny.
Really? Is that that?
Yeah.
That authenticates it.
This is crazy.
Yeah, what the heck?
Were you on drugs or something?
Penny for your thoughts, sir?
Yes.
Lay him on me.
I have one that's three.
One is three?
I have one that's 1 year old. And I have one that's 4 months.
4 months old? You have three kids already? Man, that's fun.
God showed me a few things. How to get out a few things, and not to get in a few things, you know? He let me see my mom and dad. And it's been about 10 years now.
Do I regret having children? No.
There is nothing that involves nothing. There is no such thing as nothing. All there is absolute truth. That's all there is. And you call that nothing?
Come on. Just any thought. I don't care what it is. Tell me your favorite color, at the very least. Favorite color, come on. Penny for a favorite color. Easiest
favorite
penny.
Favorite color is what?
What is your favorite color? You don't know your favorite color?
I like them all.
You like them all. Hold on. Lucky penny. It's a lucky penny.
Well, I don't necessarily have any thoughts in general.
Nothing?
No, not really.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, sir.
How
I do.
Many?
I have two. My oldest is going to turn 10 here in a couple months, and my youngest is in the van down there. He's a year and a half.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's a good age, too, because he's running around being energetic and curious. And.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
I don't know. I'm looking at this what happens when we die thing. Just, I don't
what
know.
Happens? What do you think happens?
I don't.
Here, let's have a double. No. You can have my penny. Give that to your child. Put that in the piggy bank. How's that?
I don't know. It seems weird to be buried just because all of the things that your body has to go through, like the whole rigor mortis and the lividity and the your pupils taking up your whole like eye and.
So you see life just as a substance?
I just think we should just burn. Just get it over with. Just burn. Yeah, like exactly. Let's just go back into the matter we were, like faster. Let's just get it over with. Let's just go.
Husband, divorce.
It's a new leaf. Was he nice? Or was he a douche?
Douche.
See? Good things. It's good to get divorced from a douche.
Yeah.
You're sad, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No. Oh, wow. This is crazy.
I love your necklace, by the way.
Thank you. Afrocentric.
It's awesome. I fucking love it.
Thank you.
I'm pissed because of the economy, and now the gas is up $4.
They're saying it's going to go up to $6 by the summer. Yeah. So, yeah.
I wish I won the lotto.
You wish you won the lotto? Tell me about it. Hold on to this. Okay. Clench it. Okay. And tell me about why you want to win the lotto.
Because my mother was in an accident, and she just got out of a nursing home, and she's not getting disability yet, and I'm taking care of her and five kids.
That's scary, being stuck?
Yeah, it is scary, especially when you have a child, and they come to your house at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then they come where you at and try to run you over.
Oh, so, yeah, that's not good. I'd be scared. Are you scared?
I am scared.
Everybody better pray, because it's finna get real out here.
There is absolute truth. There is nothing else.
All right, you know, they just killed Bin Laden. That's a great thing. I'm very proud of our country for that, but now we need to bring our troops home.
Hey, Macon County justice system is the most crooked you'll ever find.
I'm a single mom, and my son's going off to college, so my income will, yes. So that's what I'm pissed about.
I know there's still a fight. But let's get them home, man. The job they wanted was done.
Well, how about the energy you have? What happens to that?
Energy?
You have a soul. You have a source. You have some substance.
Yeah.
You got a smile. What happens to the smile?
Yeah, the energy does go out. It just
energy can neither be destroyed nor created.
It gets dispersed. I think it's. I believe in a heaven. I do.
Okay.
Thank God. And I don't know. I don't know if we'll be anywhere near here, if our energy is going to get sucked out somewhere else. Or
well, he's over on Franklin Street right now.
I have a diesel truck.
Mm-hmm.
Diesel fuel is cheaper to make. It's a
yes,
byproduct
it
of regular gas. Mm-hmm. Why, since 2006, has diesel prices been a dollar or more or less higher than regular gas?
I have no idea.
Nobody has ever explained that to me.
Oh, Osama bin Laden.
What about Osama bin Laden?
Yay!
I want some food because I haven't eaten since 7 last night.
Woo! You need some food.
I had to fast for my surgery.
Ooh, what kind of surgery?
I had a cyst on my ovary.
Ooh, that
burn.
Does suck. Not that I have ovaries to know, but I hear that they suck.
Just here to say I'm pissed off about these outrageous prices that they have you paying as court costs. That's it.
I'm pissed off with my ex-husband because he's stopped my child support and my maintenance when he's not supposed to. Yeah, so
with no court order.
Yeah.
That's why I bought it. I have diesel mowers, diesel tractor, diesel truck.
It's
somebody says, well, every vehicle in Iraq is run on diesel fuel. It's cheaper to make. Yeah, so.
This is wonderful. I guess as long as you let it be wonderful, you know. It's just the way you look at it.
Definitely.
The way you tend to it.
With Bin Laden being killed, I guess, or supposedly killed.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Well, what's your take on it?
Well, man, let me ask my man over here. Hey, man, let me ask you a question, man. See if you know what's up.
I got another thought, too.
Another thought. Go for it.
They killed Osama.
They did. They did.
They did. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, well, I definitely think that it's a mask of the American government to put something else, or something else is happening that they're trying to distract us right now with
like,
this.
Look over here. Okay, kill them.
Yeah,
kill them.
They got some other stuff going on the side. So, I mean, it is one of the things that I thought. That's all.
I think our government's corrupt. It runs deep, I think.
Because I'm hearing both sides is good and the other side is bad.
Yeah, as long as I would like for our cities to not get bombed in retaliation, that'd be nice.
I don't think so, because they said Osama was killing his own people. So.
Oh, that's always fun.
Hey, we just have to wait and see. Court system sucks.
First, coerce your brain patterns. Collaborate with time-consuming reprogramming. I apply the flow cannon.
Like the Illinois government, they're broke, but yet they got rid of the 6 months good time. A judge stopped that. Asked me, the American Federation of Municipal, State, and City Employees, they they have a part to do with it, I believe. I don't think the people in the state of Illinois realize that they use a lot of scare tactics to push the stuff over the over TV so that they can get laws passed saying that, oh, you'll be safer, you'll have safer neighborhoods. Absolutely. And stuff like that.
Well, yeah, we're not going to be talking about anything else for the next
right.
2 weeks.
Right, and that is the perfect plan for something other, you know, for just like, have you seen the movie The Tail That Wags the Dog? It's like when this this president was involved in a sex scandal, and they published that story in the news once or twice, but it was right during election year. And so what happened was they staged this whole war in Hollywood.
Yeah, I remember that.
They staged this war and played it on the news constantly played it on the news. So the people totally forgot about the sex scandal.
Right.
They concentrated on the war and the president and how they brought the troops out of the war and defeated the bad guy, I guess. War that never happened, it happened in Hollywood. And so, like, that's one of them things, like, who knows what's actually going on.
Get with him. How's that? How's that? How'd I do?
Good job. All is well with the cosmos.
Yes, yes, I got the port of 3030, yeah!
They do what they want to do, however, whatever makes them happy. The less work they got to do, the better off they feel. Need somebody in there that wants to do a job.
I have an Android phone.
I love it.
My favorite color is purple.
Well, I have to say the best movie of all time.
Best movie of all time.
What would it be?
That's a hard one.
Yeah, it is a hard one. I watch a lot of movies though. Inception.
Is it the PlayStation 3 network's down?
It's still been down. It's been down for like 2 weeks now.
That is too long.
Yeah, it's too long. It's messing up my free time. I can't play the game.
It's a lucky penny. You can't turn down a lucky penny.
So that's my thought for today.
I like
guess.
That thought. Did I give you your penny yet?
Yeah, you gave
me
my penny.
Hold on to that penny. That is going to be one lucky penny.
I see, man. So,
this kind of feels kind of good, doesn't it, getting a penny?
Yeah, it do.
Fog lifts from the pennies have been imbued with power. They're
there
lucky
you
pennies now.
You got one for the kids?
You get a penny now.
So when you start, I'm doing all these thoughts, and you said a penny for a thought. So, hey,
you want another penny?
That's a hell of a thought. That's like,
hold on to it then. Hold on to this one. Keep it with you while you're in there.
I am.
When you give me your thoughts, it's a lucky penny. It's the lucky penny. Hold on to it. And now you get a penny.
Look, a penny.
Isn't that nice?
Wow.
That's a lucky penny. You hold on to that.
Hey, I hope it's lucky.
People never get an opportunity to just talk about anything to random people. So that's me. I'm here. And a penny. You need the penny. You have to take the penny.
Oh, okay.
It is a lucky penny.
Is that it?
Okay. Are you sure? Come on. Look. Anything. Favorite color. Give me your favorite color and that's it for a lucky penny.
Favorite color is blue.
Blue it is.
All right.
You have a good one.
You too, man.
The lucky penny. Hold on to it.
Thank you.
What about you, sir?
No, sir.
No?
I'm just curious to see what it was. Let's see it now.
You have no thoughts?
Not while I'm working right now.
You ain't recording, they'll turn and send a police message.
Oh, fuck no. It's a penny for your thoughts. Here, you get a penny. She gave me her thoughts.
Okay.
Now, if you come over here and you tell me anything, anything that's on your mind, I don't care what it is, I give you a penny for your thoughts. I'm on no drugs. Hold on to it.
Okay.
And rant. I don't care about anything that you are pissed or happy or exhilarated about.
I don't know how one measures the success of a social experiment. Is it successful because I had people talking to me until I ran out of battery? Or was it a failure because for every two people that talked to me, there were 40 that didn't? Is success even relevant when it comes to human interaction? I'm kind of reminded of the scene from the movie Waking Life when two individuals run into each other in this dream world.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Hey. Could we do that again? I know we haven't met, but I don't want to be an aunt, you know? I mean, it's like we go through life with our antennas bouncing off one another, continuously on aunt autopilot, with nothing really human required of us. Stop, go, walk here, drive there. All action basically for survival, all communication simply to keep this ant colony buzzing along in an efficient, polite manner. Here's your change. Paper or plastic? Credit or debit? I don't want a straw. I want real human moments. I want to see you. I want you to see me. I don't want to give that up. I don't want to be an ant, you know?
And maybe the ultimate problem is that we're all too self-absorbed in our own business, problems, and plans to stop and connect with people around us. But how many of our busy plans are of our own making? It's the most obvious in the case of the courthouse, but isn't our everyday, normal life almost entirely contrived by someone else's clock? How many of our day-to-day choices are made of conscious effort? Those who actually stopped and talked to me, even the aggressively evangelical, had an appreciation for the break in their expected experience. From the lawyer who found it amusing, to the divorcee, to the ex-convict. Each had their own reasons to talk to a complete stranger, and they seemed happier for it. And I was happier for it. There's something ineffable that happens when you connect with a complete stranger. Everyone has their own story, and while it might seem like it's a story you've heard before, it's the core of who we are, and we're missing out on the most enriching experiences we can have in our lives on this planet by just walking by. So was there a point to all this? Not at first, and certainly not intentionally, but it became clear that my purpose was larger than myself. I was the human connection that the few that came to me needed. The courthouse and the court system can be a dehumanizing experience for all participants. Some choose to accept it and isolate themselves, and most have no choice. I think the lesson I learned here is that we need to take more time to be human. Or maybe just I do. Whatever. I guess I don't even know.
Took to walking barefoot around town. Melodies from grade school kicking in my brain. Saw you on the crosstown bus today.
This has been another episode of Caffeinated Psychosis. Thanks to all of you who showed up for A Penny for Your Thoughts, and I hope you continue to listen to my podcast in spite of the long lag time in between episodes. Good night.
Dreamed about the flowers that hide from the light on dark hillsides in the hidden place.